discovering stories of courage, determination, and hope. Welcome to Faith Radio's On the Road. Now, here's Ryan Thomas.
There are fewer places that shape our society more powerfully than television. The confident, stylish people that deliver our news, interview cultural trendsetters, and tell stories of all kinds play a central role in the way Americans see the world and each other. Today, we'll meet the person behind one of those faces and discover a young woman living her faith boldly in the heart of the national television world. Megan Alexander is a national news correspondent, author, speaker, and actress. She can be seen every evening as a correspondent on the longest-running, top-rated syndicated national TV news magazine, Inside Edition. Megan is a wife and a mom to two young sons, and she's penned a fascinating new book called Faith in the Spotlight that details her belief that you can thrive in your career while staying true to your beliefs. It's a privilege to have you on the show today. Megan, how's life treating you today?
Hey, Ryan, thank you. I'm doing great. Excited for the holidays, and I appreciate you having me.
Well, we appreciate you being here. And you open this book in your first chapter with a fairly spectacular quote from a family friend of yours who said to you, "Megan, why on earth would you want to work in that industry? That is Satan's playground." So what was your response then and now?
Yeah, you know, I had an experience in high school, Ryan, that was a defining moment for me. And I write about it in the book. We were getting ready for prom. It was my junior year. And we're all standing around with our parents as we're taking pictures, talking about what we want to be when we grow up, where we're going to college. And my friend Nathan, his father, is a pastor, the Reverend Shields. And I remember talking, and he asked me, Reverend Shields said, "Megan, what do you want to be?" And I sort of apologized as I answered. I said, "Well, I think I want to be a news reporter or work in television. I know it's not a pastor or a doctor, but I kind of think that's what I want to do." And Reverend Shields said to me something that I will remember forever. He said, "Megan, every job is a mission field. Every person is a minister." That was an empowering moment. And suddenly the world opens up and you go, wow, well, if, you know, God is that big and that great and all things are possible, okay, here we go. It changes your mindset. So for me, you know, my hope and my dream for this book is that people will see that they can have an impact and be a light no matter where they are. And yes, for some of us, that means going into media. And, you know, if people consider it a dark place, well, then isn't that where we need to be more than ever to shine a light?
How about that? Well, as you know, statistics continue to prove that most Americans would prefer to pass from this life than be in front of a microphone. When did you first get that bug to be a communicator and eventually a broadcaster?
Yeah, you know, I had a sort of a well-rounded childhood experience. I mean, yes, I love to sing and entertain and perform. I was in a lot of school plays growing up and singing in church, but I also played sports, really enjoyed athletics, and my parents just, you know, encouraged me to try different things, new things. I had a lot of different friends from, you know, all different circles, I guess you could call them, in school, but I always loved creating and producing, and, you know, I loved the week leading up to our performance for the school play when we're doing dress rehearsals and figuring things out and setting the lights. I love the behind the scenes feel of creating and production. So I knew it was something I wanted to do, but it was very much, you know, I went to a Christian college, I majored in political science, and just started trying my hand at different internships in radio and television. And it's really those practical hands-on moments, I think, that really caught my eye. And I said, I think I can do this. I think you either decide, okay, this is for me, or this is definitely not my cup of tea. And I thought, I think I can do this. Yeah, it's stressful, it's busy, but wow, how interesting to tell people's stories and to create and produce and then be proud of that product when it comes to completion. So put one foot in front of the other. God kept opening up doors. I kept working hard and just grinding away. And, you know, all of those different part-time jobs finally led to my first full-time job in TV, which sent me to San Antonio, Texas, because you got to move around a lot in this industry, as you know. And then I kept acting on the side and just kind of keeping myself involved in a lot of different areas of entertainment. And I still do that today. It's very interesting to get involved in all aspects of the business.
It absolutely is. And you do have a very versatile toolkit, as you referenced. And I want to ask you about the emergence of that in just a moment. Megan Alexander is with us today on the road. She's a national TV news correspondent for Inside Edition, a speaker, actress, and the author of the new book, Faith in the Spotlight. And you paint the picture of your Seattle childhood there for us. Specifically, was faith a part of that story pretty much from the very beginning, or did it emerge somewhere along that path?
Yes, I was raised in a Christian home, attended Christian schools, kindergarten through college. And, you know, church was always an important part of our life, but I really sort of claimed my faith for myself in junior high. You know, I think we all have a different point wherein you need to decide for yourself, do I believe this too? You know, or is it just something that my family believes and that I just naturally inherited? So I really sort of claimed it for myself in junior high when you start figuring out your peer groups and what do you believe in and what's important to you. And I was really lucky that I had just a really good group of friends, found, you know, those role models, you know, a girl I write about in the book named Rebecca, who was a year above me in school, that was just really shining for Christ and making good decisions. I think role models are so important for us, which is another reason I wanted to write this book, because we need to see other people and realize that we're not alone in this journey. And sometimes it does feel lonely in this world, especially in entertainment. But, you know, if when you get to that point where you look around and go, wow, there are a few other people, you know, like me that believe in the same things. And that's why community and accountability is so important. And no matter where I traveled to with my job, I always found a church, always tried to plug into a community, no matter what city I was in. And I'm so grateful for that, and have friends all over the country from all the different travels I've done, you know, for work. And I'm grateful that we have so many incredible, awesome churches in this country all over the place.
You talk about the opening years of your career when you were in San Antonio and you were given this chance to co-host the morning show. And at that moment, you say that because of the nature of that show, that you had to come to a decision about who you really wanted to be. That turn of phrase caught my attention. Can you take us inside what you mean by that?
Yes. Well, nothing like live television to sort of thrust you into the spotlight and make you decide who you're going to be, because there's no do-overs. You know, it's live and you are who you are. And I really, you know, Ryan, going into this industry, I really thought I would read the teleprompter, I would prepare my notes, you know, I would just do my report and do it well. Well, a live television show in the morning, I was on a show very similar to like a Good Morning America in San Antonio, Texas, very off the cuff. They wanted us to give our opinions. They wanted us to, you know, sort of be lighthearted and in the moment. And naturally, you know, you really realize that if faith is a part of your life and you're trying to live out your faith in all aspects of your life, it's naturally going to come out. And there were a couple of moments for me where I needed to decide, was I going to be the same person on camera as well as off? And I realized that, you know, for some folks in entertainment, you know, that's easier said than done, because there are introverts that know how to be extroverted when they're on air. I'm not talking necessarily about that. I'm talking about, you know, your core values and what you believe in. And for me, there was a moment where one of my co-hosts talked about being single live on our television show. And I thought she had a steady boyfriend. I'd met him. And after the show that day, after we were off the air, I said, hey, are you still dating John? And she said, yeah, you know, I am. I'm very much with him, but on air, I'm single. I want to appear single. And, you know, that was a moment where I needed to decide, oh my gosh, well, who am I going to be? And I had a boyfriend too. And my boss, encouraged us as females to appear single on the show. He thought that was better. And that's where you need to say, okay, how does my faith fit into this? Because I believed that I needed to be the same person on and off camera. And that was a decision I had to make. And then there were a few other times, you know, commenting on a story, giving my opinion where, you know, you sort of feel like maybe it won't be as sexy or as interesting to stick up for your faith and your values. But as I write about in the book, I shared my opinion and I was true to my faith. And I soon learned from emails I got from viewers that I wasn't alone. There's more people that feel the same way than you realize. But that's a leap of faith you need to take. And you need to decide in those moments who you're going to be. And it's easier said than done. But I wanted to write about it so people would get an honest, practical look at what it looks like.
Man, I can't help but think of the lyrics to the Switchfoot song. This is your life. Are you who you want to be? Love it. Megan Alexander.
Yeah.
Isn't that a great song?
Yes. Love
yes.
those guys.
Thank you for that. All right. Megan Alexander is with us today. Her book is called Faith in the Spotlight. She's a national TV news correspondent for Inside Edition, a speaker and actress, and we are so glad to have her here today. You mentioned the rather travel-oriented nature of the career that you undertook. Take us through a bit of that journey from San Antonio to the national opportunity with Inside Edition.
Sure. Well, this this business is not for the faint of heart. You have to hustle. You have to work hard. There's just no way around it. And when I was the morning early news girl in San Antonio, which meant my alarm clock went off at 3 a.m. for 3 years. And then when I got the call to come up to Inside Edition and work for them, I've literally traveled every single week for the 8 years that I've been with that show. You know, when breaking news happens, you need to go. Mm-hmm. Just a couple of weeks ago, I walked into Inside Edition on a Monday morning, and my boss said at noon, I need you to fly to Paris tonight for a story, and you will be there for a couple of days. So my suitcase is always packed. My passport is in my wallet. But I have a family. I have 2 little boys, a 5-year-old and a 1-year-old. I have a husband that thankfully is really supportive and his job is more flexible. And so he holds down the fort more in our family. I'm the one that's on the road and that's traveling. And, it's something that we're constantly juggling and figuring out. We have to stay in communication. I realize it's a bit untraditional, especially in some of the faith circles, to have, you know, the female and the mom on the road all the time. But I tell people everywhere, do what's right for you. Get with God. Talk with him, pray with your partner, pray with your family, do what's right for you. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. And, I'll keep doing it as long as I feel that confirmation. And thank goodness for technology, FaceTime and phone calls, you know, help me check in with my kids and my family.
You paint the picture of some really fascinating moments in connecting your faith and your life in the book. And what would you say have been some of the toughest times when you've had to speak up and push back against something that maybe would have been easier just to go along with?
Yeah, you know, it has never been one big moment for me, Ryan. It's been a lot of small moments. I wanted to do excellent work first. I really want to encourage believers with this book. I believe we are called to do excellent work. Be the best you can be in your profession. You know, for me, I want to be an excellent reporter, an excellent writer, an excellent host. I want to deliver for my colleagues. You know, when we cover current events, natural disasters, I have their back and they have mine. And a lot of people have said to me, you know, when you started talking about your faith, sort of what was the reaction from your colleagues? Well, I didn't talk about it right away. You know, I want to gain the respect of the people that I work with, and they know at the end of the day, I'm still going to deliver with them and we will make deadline. So I really think, you know, when I wrote this book, which was just a couple years ago, and started talking about my faith, a lot of my colleagues were like, okay, that's just Megan. But, you know, tonight she'll, you know, pound the pavement with us. We'll get the story. We'll stay late, put it together, and we will make deadline together. That's really important. You know, I love the folks that I work with. They come from a variety of different faiths and backgrounds, and it's a beautiful thing. I respect them, and hopefully they respect me. I think that's really, really important. And then as for those moments, you know, again, I think you need to decide to the best of your ability how you're going to pick and choose your battles. I think it's very important to decide, you know, what can I compromise on and what do I need to fight for? Some of them may seem small and insignificant to other people, but they were important to me. I share in the book that, you know, there was a moment when we cover all the award shows at Inside Edition, and whenever the stars walk the red carpet, you know, everybody loves what, say, Angelina Jolie wore, and then on Inside Edition the next day we'll show our viewers how they can wear a dress similar to hers at a fraction of the cost. And as one of the only female reporters, they often put me in the dresses, and I model them for our viewers. Well, a certain reality star had walked the carpet in a, to me, very revealing dress, showing a lot of skin. It just wasn't something I would choose, and I was not comfortable with that dress. And the stylist said to me, I want you to wear this dress. They've gotten a very similar look to it, or you're going to model this on the show. And I just said, no, I can't. I can't wear that dress on national television. It's not for me, good for her, but I always want to be proud of my family and friends to watch the show and that I'm, you know, remaining true to myself. And I said, I just can't do it. I can't wear that dress. Well, I got a lot of pushback from the stylist. No, this is the most popular celebrity. You need to wear this dress. Come on, just wear it. This isn't a big deal. Do it. And we're trying, you know, we're up against deadline. We need to do this story within a couple of hours. And it was one of those moments where I just took a deep breath and I said, no, I really don't feel comfortable wearing that dress. That is not me. However, let's figure out a plan B. What about this dress? What about another option? I'll help you put it together. There was this other celebrity that had worn this black dress that was more conservative. I said, I know we can do this. Rolled up my sleeves. We made it happen. Mm-hmm. And I was able to say no, but offer a plan B. And so I try to encourage people with this book. Try to be a team player. Yes, you can say no and uphold your values and stay true to yourself, but don't leave them hanging. Offer a plan B. Work the problem.
Wow, that's some real wisdom right there that's detailed in Faith in the Spotlight, a really tremendous new book from Megan Alexander, a national TV news correspondent for Inside Edition, here on the road today. And I'm Ryan Thomas. You know, when you were looking for ways to branch out, you mentioned this just briefly earlier, and develop some other skills and some other platforms. You detail in the book this meeting that you had with a big shot at a talent agency, William Morris, which you went into excitedly and left less so. Could you take us inside that moment and how your reaction and your attitude really helped to shape your future?
Sure. Yeah, I went into a corner office at William Morris Endeavor, which is one of the biggest agencies, not just in television for news, but in Hollywood, in entertainment. And, you know, I've always been a girl with big dreams and ideas and goals. And so I walked in there with an idea of writing a book, of pursuing some acting. I, you know, acted on the side my whole life and wanted to do a little bit more of that. And I also wanted to get into sports. I've been an athlete. I've enjoyed sports, you know, as a fan for forever, and just wanted to get more into the, you know, sort of sports and entertainment shows that we see nowadays that are a little of both. And this agent could not have been more discouraging. He said, what do you have to write about? Why would someone buy your book? Why would you be hired in sports if you've never worked in sports broadcasting before?
Yeah.
You know, and as for movies, you know, good luck. It's highly competitive. I mean, it's very, very discouraging.
Wow.
And you're right. I walked out of that office and he also did not take me on. I'd been hoping that he would take me on and be my agent and, you know, sent me the letter, you know, thanks, but no thanks. And it was one of those moments where you have to decide, okay, am I going to accept one person's opinion of me? And it's very tempting to, because he is a big shot and the world looks to him as an expert. Or am I going to roll up my sleeves and say, okay, Lord, you planted these dreams in my heart for a reason. I think I have something to offer. And a prayer that my husband and I often pray is, Lord, I'm going to keep going. Close those doors if you want me to stop, because I'm going to keep going on this journey unless I really hear from you that I'm supposed to stop. And sure enough, I kept plugging away. I eventually got with the right editor and the right publisher for my book. Through different bit parts and just good old tenacity and enjoying the process of auditioning. Got a few more bit parts. Yeah, I have a movie coming out this spring that I'm in. I have a small part in it. I flew to Mumbai, India to be in it. It's called Heartbeats. It's a part I'm grateful for. I believe in. I am proud to show my family and friends and my young kids. It connects with my values. So I would say to anyone out there that's discouraged, remember, that's one person's opinion. Sometimes you need to get with God, roll up your sleeves, keep on going, and realize that if it's meant to be, I really believe those people will come into your life. It is not easy. You need to work hard. You need to stay consistent. You need to continually give yourself pep talks. but don't give up. you know. And again, that man's entitled to his opinion. He didn't see it in me, but other people did. And, you know, it's just something to remember. Keep that perspective.
Well, that's such a great word. And just to sort of turn and flip that coin on you, because you really have explained how we can go about dealing with folks who think we're not enough. And I think really the opposite side of that as well, for so many of us, you know, in our daily lives as well, is when the opposite is true, when people are praising us, and when, in your case, when you're getting great ratings and you're getting great feedback and you're, you know, you're going across the country and people recognize who you are. I mean, I imagine there has to be a temptation there towards, wow, I am really impressive as a human being at times. How do you stay grounded in the midst of that?
Sure. Absolutely. I mean, I think we all love to be recognized, to be celebrated, to be praised. I mean, I think, again, us as humans, we crave community. I think that's just part of the human spirit and human nature. But I think you really have to remember who you're living for. And, you know, one of the neatest things I heard somebody share in New York City once is, on a good day or on a bad day, she has a sign up in her office that says, audience of one. Who are you performing for? Who is your audience? Remembering that this world is, you know, fleeting, and, you know, soon will be over, and eternally, where are our goals, and where are we setting our goals, and where's our mindset? And that just comes from accountability. I have a group of girlfriends in New York City. We get together. A lot of them are into television and recognizable faces. We get together. We remind each other what's important. We do our best more study together, you know, and we talk about it. We talk about real life issues. For me, my partner, my husband, is really important to remind me what life is all about. Kids certainly remind you when they come running at you, and they don't give one darn that I am on television. They just want to know I'll get on the floor with them and play trains. So, you know, I think it's a lot of different things. It's friendships, it's accountability. And again, it's getting with the Lord and just remembering what this life is all about. It's certainly not easy. There are a lot of temptations along the way. And, you know, some of them, I don't think it's a bad thing to encourage one another and to praise each other. It's just remembering, ultimately, you know, that we're in this life, you know, to serve the Lord, and getting in places where you can be reminded of that. You know, Proverbs tells us iron sharpens iron. So I try to just keep myself in the company of people that will remind me of that and keep me in check.
Well, Megan Alexander has been with us here on the road. Her book is called Faith in the Spotlight. She's a national TV news correspondent with Inside Edition, a speaker, actress. And, you know, we just have a few more minutes remaining, and I can't resist asking you this question, because I think it's so fascinating for most of us who see someone who is a really, you know, in front of people as a profession. That's what you do every day, even if it's not just the folks in the studio, your camera crew, but of course the millions who watch you across the country. Do you, as a performer, is there any scenario in which you still get nervous, or are you just so far beyond that at this point?
Oh, absolutely. I still get butterflies. I, you know, and I've asked other people that too, Ryan. I think it's healthy. I mean, I've asked other folks too, Jim Nance and Phil Sims, who call all the Thursday night football games and all the football games practically for CBS. I mean, they do the Masters, they do everything, all sports. But I've asked them that before, and Jim Nance says he still gets butterflies.
Yes.
You know, he's still not sure if he's 100% prepared. It keeps you on your toes.
Yeah.
But yeah, absolutely. I think speaking live in front of a group is probably when I get most anxious, because, you know, for me, I'm performing for a camera. So I don't see those 6 million faces that are watching Inside Edition. I just see the camera lens. But when you speak, you know, in a church or you're emceeing a large event, I get those butterflies because I'm getting instant reaction from the people. Sometimes that feels a little strange. So I have the utmost of respect for stand-up comedians, because I think they have the hardest job in the world.
Absolutely. Well, it's been a blast having you here, Megan. I know you're enormously busy, so thanks so much for taking the time to be with us. And just as we say farewell and wrap it up, just talk about where we can go. I'm sure the book is everywhere in terms of brick-and-mortar stores, but where's a great place to get started learning more about you and pick up the book as well?
Thank you so much. You can go to faithinthespotlight.com, or meganalexander.com. It is on Amazon. It's in Barnes & Noble stores, Lifeway Christian bookstores. So yeah, thanks so much for the support. Thanks for letting me come on and share. I really appreciate it. I hope it encourages someone out there that's maybe excited to pursue their next dream. I want them to not have fear and know that it is possible.
A great word to end on. Thank you so much once again for your time, and keep up the great work.
Thanks, Ryan. God bless you.
Thanks for sharing in the story of this latest episode of Faith Radio's On the Road. For more on today's conversation and the full podcast archive of all our episodes, look for On the Road when you visit myfaithradio.com.